Hey, this is Matt Rosenberg, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday, so we're going to talk what you want to talk about. All week, we've been celebrating Aquaman. New movie came out. You know, we looked at his history in games and TV shows and comics and got to look at Jason Momoa, which everybody loves. And it's been a whole lot of fun. But today we're going to talk about the movie itself and what I thought about it and everything. But before we do, I have a little anecdote, a little story about my life. So I think I've mentioned it before on the show. Like my other work, my real work schedule is chaotic. I'm on call all the time. So I went to go see Aquaman, and the movie started at 5 o'clock. So I, you know, got there early, got my popcorn, everything, go to sit down. It's 4:55. I look at my lineup to see how far out I am. I am 5 people out. Usually that, I mean, even during the holidays, that should still buy me, you know, 4 or 5 hours, give or take. So start watching Aquaman, and we'll get into that in a minute. Hour into Aquaman, my phone rings, I get called, and I have to go to work. So we're not reviewing all of Aquaman today, just the first hour of it, like the first half-ish of it. Yeah, so Aquaman just opened. It's directed by James Wan, who is best known, well, for all sorts of stuff. Really, horror films is what he's probably best known for, but he did Saw 1, Dead Silence, Death Sentence. He was producer on all of the Saws. He directed Insidious, The Conjuring, Insidious 2, The Conjuring 2, but he did Furious 7, so he jumped over there, and he kind of oversees a lot of that, of the Insidious world and everything, so he's got a pretty solid resume. You know, a lot of his movies make money and do really good. Story by Geoff Johns, James Wan, and Will Beall, was screenplay by Will Beall and David Leslie Johnson McGoldrick. Stars Jason Momoa as Aquaman, Amber Heard as Mira, Willem Dafoe as Vulko, Patrick Wilson as Ocean Master, Dolph Lundgren as Nereus, Yahya Abdul-Mateen II as Black Manta, and Nicole Kidman as Atlanta, which we went over that the other day, how there's no extra T in that. And it was a fun movie. And the part that I got to, you know, it was really fun. And it does a good job of not just being an origin story, you know, where you got to go through him growing up and everything. The opening scene is his parents meeting and, you know, falling in love and having the baby. And then his mom has to go back to the sea. Otherwise, they're going to kill little Aquaman. And as the movie goes on, it flashes back to him growing up and him training. And the pacing of it is really nice because you don't have to sit through the whole origin part. You know, you get just a little bit here, a little bit there, and it works really nice. Everybody's chemistry on screen is really good. There's a lot of Willem Dafoe in like skin tight outfits, which I didn't expect him to be the one in the superhero outfit, but you know, Jason Momoa and Amber Heard do really well off of each other. Willem Dafoe and Jason Momoa are really great. Patrick Wilson as the Ocean Master, you know, he is really convincing, you know, and hearing why he hates Arthur Curry and, you know, why he wasn't, you know, why he's trying to take him down and is pretty motivated. And Black Manta also has some really great motivation in the film. And all of these actors do a phenomenal job bringing all these characters to life. And I really enjoyed it. It's a beautiful looking movie. It's not quite the dark and gritty of the Snyder stuff. It does have some of the over-the-top coloring and things like he does sometimes, but not too bad. It's brighter than Wonder Woman, I would probably say. And it just works. It also does a good job of balancing the seriousness of the DCEU so far with the lightheartedness that supposedly they're going to be leaning into and going down that direction. And he's still Aquaman. You know, we've seen him in Justice League already, and he cracks jokes sometimes. But there's also a lot of serious stuff that goes on and stakes. You know, you see why he has to stop Ocean Master and everything. Black Manta really just kind of gets it set up in the first hour of the film. You don't see a whole lot of him. He has two scenes is all, but they're really good scenes and really cool. I'm ready to go back and see it and actually finish watching it, because my buddy and I went, and as soon as I left, well, not as soon as I left, as soon as he got out of the theater, he texted me and said, as soon as I left, all the action like really stepped up and kicked in. And so that kind of stinks, you know, to miss out on that part of the film. But, you know, I got to see the first act, and the first act is really solid. You know, it's one of those, some movies I probably wouldn't go back. You know, if I had to leave after the first act, I'd be like, well, oh well. But this one, I'm glad I did, you know, at least see it, and I can't wait, like you said, to finish it. I think it'll be a whole lot of fun, and I want to see how it juggles all the villains and what we get to see him do, because it's the opposite of fish out of water. I mean, it's a fish out of water story a little bit, the first part, but he's in water. Because, you know, he was raised on land and is used to fighting on land and doing all of that. And so he kind of gets his butt kicked when he fights underwater in the first part. And I think that's kind of funny, you know, because it's Aquaman. He's supposed to be ruler of the seas and everything, but he can't really finesse and fandangle underwater as well as like Ocean Master and some of the guards and stuff. So seeing all that go down was really neat. The underwater imagery is really cool, and the audio, the way they do it all, you know, you definitely know they're underwater, and it adds a kind of filter through it, which is enjoyable. You know, I think kind of immerses you in the film more. And so that's really cool. But as far as the first hour, you know, I give it like a 8.5 maybe out of 10, and hopefully it'll live up to it. Let me know what you thought about it, though, or if you even went and saw it. I'd love to hear if what the back half is like. Like I said, I hopefully can find out pretty soon, but who knows? We'll see. Like I said, work is crazy. But yeah, let us know. Comments on here or on social media, just look for The Night Nerd. Email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Love to hear from everybody. But otherwise, that's going to do it for us today. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Born on the wrong side of the ocean, with all the tides against you. You never thought